always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Criminal charges filed in New York in the CEO killing.
The grand jury here in New York returned an indictment charging Luigi Mangione with first-degree murder in the death of Brian Thompson, reflecting a belief by the grand jury and by prosecutors that the killing was meant to evoke terrorism. There is a terrorism enhancement reflected in this charge, and District Attorney Alvin Bragg said it was meant to evoke terror, and he believes he can prove it once Mangione is returned here to New York and goes on trial.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. There was a vigil held last night for the student and teacher killed in Madison, Wisconsin this week. One of the factors in the school shooting is believed to be bullying the shooter, a 15-year-old girl at the school. Russia's security service has detained a suspect in the killing of that senior general outside an apartment building in Moscow. The suspect described as being an Uzbek citizen recruited by Ukrainian intelligence services. This is ABC News. The recovery is just beginning now in Vanuatu, the tiny Pacific country rocked by a 7.3 magnitude earthquake this week. There is no water in the capital city. The reservoirs were destroyed. A federal bill aimed at preventing child abuse, championed by Paris Hilton, could come up for a vote today in the House.
Earlier this year, the socialite and entrepreneur provided gut-wrenching testimony to Congress about her personal experience at a youth treatment facility when she was 16. Tens of thousands of children are placed in youth treatment facilities each year, nearly 50,000 in 2021 alone. And a federal report finds more than a dozen states fail to properly track abuse. Hilton's proposal, the Stop Institutional Child Abuse Act, would improve oversight and training and establish a national database of abuse cases.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. The measure already has passed in the Senate. Walmart is testing out putting body cameras on workers to try to cut down on shoplifting. The company says for now it's a pilot program being run in just one market. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media, Wisconsin's source for real news and great conversation, offers podcasts of all of our daily shows online and on demand. Simply go to civicmedia.us, click on Daily Shows, and choose the podcast that you want to download. Shows are updated daily, or you can save them and listen all at once. Our podcasts are sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. You are an organ donor, right? Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Learn more at heroicdeed.com.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Earl Ingram.
Mr. Ben Wickler, he is running for the national DNC chair. The fundamental problem was the Democratic brand. Do you think that is the case more than the Harris campaign?
Core answer is yes. The Democratic brand, it's not what we necessarily do or say. It's what people have heard and internalized. And that to me is an argument for thinking about how and where we communicate, making sure we are present in places where people are thinking about stuff other than politics.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Bucks win the NBA Cup. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks, with a strong second half, beat the Oklahoma City Thunder by 16 points. The final 97-81. Bucks owner Wes Edens was there in Las Vegas with the team to accept the NBA Cup trophy.
It is so sweet and so great to be here. You know, last year it all happened kind of fast. We were very happy to be here. This year when they came in, they were here to do the business, finish the job, and they did it tonight.
Giannis, blocking shots, passing the ball, finished with 26 points and named the tournament's MVP.
We came out in the third quarter. We set the tone. We played great team basketball. We were moving the ball. Guys were making shots, but most importantly, we were competing defensively. The team scored only 14 points. That's who we are. We are going to improve, and we're going to stay like team because job is not done.
College football. More players leaving the Wisconsin Badgers football team. Will Pauling, their top receiver this year, announcing he's entering the transfer portal, and Badgers receiver C.J. Williams also leaving Wisconsin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for a new show to binge, here's one of Pete's picks. I highly recommend The Day of the Jackal on Peacock. I just finished the series, and it didn't disappoint. The show stars Eddie Redmayne as the Jackal and Lashana Lynch as a detective chasing him across Europe. The show does not conform to stereotypical norms when it comes to likability for its characters, which is refreshing. Both lead characters are interesting, and the first season ends unapologetically and a bit shockingly. The table is set perfectly for season two. Highly recommend. Even though Wicked is still in theaters and will continue raking in the big bucks through the holidays, there is already buzz about Wicked 2 and its title. The sequel has been named Wicked for Good. The title was revealed by Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande, who spilled the beans on their social media platforms. The film has already been shot, but Wicked fans will have to pace themselves. It doesn't open in theaters until next November. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We have more snow on the way late tonight through tomorrow. 2 to 3 inches of accumulation possible by the time it winds down tomorrow evening. Today, clouds early, then partly cloudy with a high near 20. Snow starting late tonight and continuing tomorrow with a high tomorrow near 21. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
Maggie Dawn.
Is there a Christmas song that makes you cringe every time you hear it? The Chipmunks, maybe? What about that Mariah Carey tune? We review the weirdest and most annoying holiday tunes of all time. Next.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH. Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitloh.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It's 6:06 on this Wednesday morning, December 18th, 2024. 1 week until Christmas Day. And it's another beautiful morning to have you here up north, live from Lake Wissota, from wherever you're listening across the Civic Media Radio Network, on the Civic Media app, by podcast, or watching us on Facebook or YouTube. We appreciate you starting your day right here. I got a question for you. Do you know where your shovel is? Do you know if the snowblower is ready to go? Because we've been so spoiled lately, and that spoilage is about to come to an end starting tomorrow morning for a wide swath of Wisconsin, moving from northwest Wisconsin down into the central parts of the state, and certainly beyond 3 inches, maybe some locally heavier spots as well. And so real winter finally arrives, almost in time for the first day of winter. And meteorologist Brittany Merlot will have an updated, detailed forecast for us coming up in about an hour. Coming up on the program today, we're going to have this week's climate check. Melissa Baldoff will tell us about a big solar energy project planned for central Wisconsin. And we'll talk about all the little solar energy projects going up on rooftops throughout one part of the Milwaukee metro where solar panels really seem to have caught on. In our second hour, we will talk to some of the stars of Wisconsin education, starting with Amy Starzecki. She's the district administrator for the Superior School District, who, since our last visit, has been named the new Wisconsin Superintendent of the Year. So we will discuss the challenges of running a school district in this current climate. And we'll have another chat with Kate Ullman of the Wisconsin Civic Learning Coalition about the future of teaching civics in Wisconsin classrooms when it is more important than ever that the students of today learn the basics of how government functions before they become the voters of tomorrow. Read into that whatever you will. Temperatures at 6 a.m. across the state, pretty mild, going to get colder after the snow goes through. It's 22 here in Chippewa Falls right now, 20 in Hayward, 22 in Amory. Wausau's at 27 degrees, La Crosse 28. In Wisconsin Rapids, it is 26 right now, Green Bay's at 31, Madison at 27, Waukesha at 25, and in Radio Park and Racine, it is 30 degrees where we welcome in Greg Bach so that we can share the joy together in the news that the Milwaukee Bucks are your 2024 NBA in-season tournament Emirates Cup champions!
It's an especially long one today because they won.
Because they won, yeah. That's the whole ticker tape parade afterwards. There's crying babies. There's just everything. Wow. And It's done. We're back to the regular season of the NBA. But
I like that it ends with circus music.
it seems appropriate. Here's the best part about the in-season tournament being done. First off, there won't be the mockery that you're used to hearing on the radio. But perhaps more importantly, those garish to ghoulish colored floors that they play on for the tournament are gone. I mean, I just...
Garish.
Again, here's Grandpa's gonna tell you, I just want a hardwood floor. I don't need it to be neon blue. I don't need it to, you know, want me to, you know, peel my cornea back or anything. It's just enough. Just give me a floor. Just a floor.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Meanwhile,
I don't need it to look like, you know, Picasso had some stomach indigestion, if you know
what I mean.
Wow. So, yeah.
Wow. Getting artistically gross.
Not a fan. And again, I'm first to admit, I'm not the target audience. So go ahead and ignore me.
Do you know who is?
Who?
Luke Mathers, who's just sent me a very expressive gif of Giannis being very excited.
I'm sure he is extremely excited about this. And again, for all Bucks fans, this is nice. Oh, yep, there it is. Oh, yeah, look at him flexing. Yes.
Do they get anything? Do they, like, is it
helpful? Oh, let me tell you.
Oh, sure.
Here, I'll tell you that first off, this particular game only counted for the tournament. This particular game did not count in the regular season statistics.
Ah,
but
great.
But what does count is the money.
Oh.
Players getting around, you know, depending on the winning team or the losing team. But you're talking about $300,000 in additional bonus money. Not for the whole team, per player. Members of the winning team get $514,971 apiece. I don't know how they came up with that weirdly specific sum. The players on the Oklahoma City Thunder got $205,988 each. For Giannis, his NBA contracts, just the stuff on the court, his current NBA contracts add up to $460 million, okay? He's the first to tell you he now has generational wealth. But he understood, and a lot of the veterans talked about how for the younger players on all these teams, you know, that's still a fair chunk of change to play for. So there's your answer. Doesn't count in the standings, but sure does count in the checkbook.
Oh yeah, it sounds.
And look, for the Bucks who started off 2-8, okay. And again, this wasn't part of the official season, but last night's win over Oklahoma City, 97-81, was their 13th win in the last 16 games. So I guess they have found their groove.
Congratulations, gentlemen! Congratulations, the Bucks! Congratulations on your piles and piles of money.
That's it. Giannis had 26 points. Damian Lillard, 23 points. The Bucks, by the way, connected on 17 three-pointers. And that part, you know, we've talked before. I'm not the world's biggest three-pointer fan. It's such a hot and cold thing where the whole team is either, like, on fire or it's like clang, 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 which has got to, you know, that's like when your field goal kicker misses the third field goal in a row and you just want to be like, stop, stop, please stop trying this, you know?
Well, how many were attempted though? Because if they attempted 1,000, then that's not a very good percentage.
You know what? You're right. That's good. That's a good point. I don't have the box score in front of me. So there, but the fact that they sunk 17 of them and was noted that way in the Associated Press story tells me it's probably a good thing.
All right.
So there you go.
Congratulations, Bucks fans, on your cups.
Yes. Congratulations indeed. Let's see. We want to tell you that in less than an hour now, we will be doing one more edition of our grown-up gift list text to win contest. It runs through the rest of this week where you will get a keyword to text into us for some grown-up grand prizes. You can sign up for the Up North News daily newsletter over at our website, upnorthnewswi.com. Among the articles today, where are Wisconsin's great Christmas light shows? And there's all kinds of good ones. In fact, while I've got a big old list in front of me, maybe you would like to care to share, you know, your own hometown favorite or a favorite that you've been to. For example, there's the Botanical Gardens in Green Bay. There's Riverside Park in La Crosse. Of course, right here in Chippewa Falls, Irvine Park looks amazing when they decorate that up with all of the holiday lights. So If you have a favorite that you want to talk up and say, you know, you guys got to come to my town and see these holiday lights, you can call us or you can text us, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Don't forget to use that Civic Media app if you'd like to text or call us, or put something in the comment section of either the Up North News YouTube page, the Up North News Facebook page, or the Civic Media Facebook page. We'd love to see what you've got to say there. Now, a reminder that Up North News is a separate entity from Civic Media. We are part of Courier Newsroom, a pro-democracy news network that includes news and analysis from 11 different state outlets, plus our national team. Read more about that at couriernewsroom.com. All kinds of links there to various podcasts and merchandise and newsletters, including one from Melissa Ryan called Control Alt-Right Delete. It's a weekly newsletter devoted to covering the rise of far-right extremism, white nationalism, disinformation, and online toxicity. And one of the recent newsletters includes an end-of-the-year reading list of 2024's best books to read or reread between now and Inauguration Day. And again, that's just one of several. We talk to Mark Jacob every Friday, who has his own Stop the Presses newsletter that you can find there. Go to couriernewsroom.com and scroll down the page to newsletters to learn more. A little entertainment note that I wanted to ask Mr. Bach about. It's that the National Film Registry has put together its newest list of films going into Live Forever in terms of telling the world this is what culture looked like during the period the film was made in. And the National Film Registry has added Dirty Dancing and Beverly Hills Cop and Up in Smoke among the movies entering the National Film Registry.
What was that third one? You cut out a little bit.
Oh, Up in Smoke, Cheech and Chong. Okay. Right? So, I mean, look, it's Cheech and Chong is going in with the same class as Pride of the Yankees, the 1942 tearjerker with Gary Cooper playing Lou Gehrig, The Miracle Worker with Anne Bancroft, who played Helen Keller, Star Trek II, Wrath of Khan, with Ricardo Montalban going, Khan! You've got, let's see, American Me from 1992, No Country for Old Men is getting in there as well. So these are all films that are going into the National Film Registry, a group of an annual group of 25 films. All of this year span 115 years of filmmaking to give people. The Library of Congress selects these movies. Here's the description. Since 1988, the Librarian of Congress has annually selected movies for preservation that are culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant. The current picks bring the registry to 900 films, and Turner Classic Movies will host a TV special today screening a selection of the class of 2024. So there you go. Nobody puts Baby in the corner. But you can put Baby in the National Film Registry since Dirty Dancing is going to be there now.
With a big old doobie.
From Cheech and Chong, exactly. Yeah. So I'm just laughing. The Cheech and Chong one is just funny.
I love that. God bless those two men.
Yep, it's wonderful. Yeah. All right, let's take a pause here because then I've got to talk about whether or not you heard about the fake electors meeting at the state capitol. Oh, you didn't? Oh, there's a reason for that. We'll talk about it next. I'm Pat Kreitlow. You're up north.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
All right, we got the snow coming, and now Kelly Clarkson is singing. It's definitely the holiday season now, so I feel a lot better. Kelly has nothing to do with today's history lesson. It's just the day for seasonal music, but we'll have today's history lesson coming up just a quick 30 minutes from now here on Up North News Radio. Greg, did you hear about the fake electors who met at the state capitol yesterday?
No, Pat, I did not hear about the fake electors who met in Madison yesterday.
Oh, you know why you didn't hear about them?
Why?
It didn't happen. It didn't happen. There weren't any fake electors meeting at the state capitol yesterday. Just the real ones. Isn't that crazy?
But wait a minute, Pat. My uncle sent me an email that said forward, 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 forward. Do you see what Biden's trying to do with our elections now?
Yeah. Look, here's the way it's written up in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And Laura Schulte is a great reporter. I'm not finding fault with her, but I'm going to take issue with a turn of a phrase here that you'll hear in just a second. It starts with, "What a difference 4 years make. Wisconsin's 10 Electoral College votes were cast Tuesday afternoon without fanfare for Donald Trump and running mate J.D. Vance. 4 years after a slate of fake electors signed paperwork falsely claiming Trump won the 2020 election in Wisconsin, comma, setting the stage for a national debate over election denialism." No, it wasn't setting the stage for a national debate over election denialism. It was an attempt to steal an election by saying he's trying to steal the election as they tried to steal the election. And we're still framing it as a national debate after dozens of court cases and zero, still to this day, zero evidence of anything untoward on any kind of a scale that could tilt an election. That we still are framing this as some kind of a national debate over election denialism is just a crime from the standpoint of how our media communicated the age of Trump to the voters. That's me putting it in words I can use on the radio.
I think that Four years ago, the media was fervent to report on all of these attempts to overthrow our democracy. I think they were as shocked as we were. I think they were as eager to put the truth out there or report what was happening. And the truth was, as you mentioned, dozens of court cases proved this was not a stolen election, yet people did try to overthrow our democracy
through fake elector schemes. And now what I think what's happened is that it's 4 years later, they've talked about it so much, and they almost want to say something to the effect of, well, there's two sides to the story, if you will. No, there isn't. There's one side. Right. They tried to steal the election, period. That's it. Done. Don't give him leeway.
Here's the framing offered by one of the electors, former governor Tommy Thompson, who was asked about the 2020 elector scandal. And here's his quote. Isn't it about time to turn the page? I mean, we can fight over the election of 2020 for the next 4 years. What does it get us? Isn't it about time to say, you know, we've had a lot of differences. This is the time to start trying to mend ways and solving America's problems, Wisconsin's problems. No kidding. No kidding. Because you know what? The guy that won 4 years ago also was looking to solve America's problems and Wisconsin's problems, but was endlessly hampered by the big lie, because it wasn't, to be blunt, it wasn't properly called a lie by nearly enough newsrooms in this country who, for whatever reason, wanted to play it safe or wanted to protect their access to Trump and Republicans, who had the tables been turned, would have called out somebody like a Hillary Clinton in a heartbeat.
Oh,
if she tried to make the assertions of the past 4 years with zero evidence. I try not to be disgusted when talking about things like this, but when I hear a quote like that and the way that this is still being framed as a national debate over election denialism, you get right to the root at, you know, where many people's frustrations are with American democracy and media in the year 2024.
I don't disagree with you, and it's something we've talked about on Jane's show many, many times, is this inherent and now almost immovable double standard of, well, the GOP, they have their points, whereas if a Hillary supporter would have tried anything, it'd have been a 10-day story on Fox News. It would have been, this is the end of our democracy. It is one guy in Georgia tried to cast two ballots. That's it. We're done. Hillary's a thief. Hillary's a crook.
Yeah. Oh, they'll take the smallest morsel of something. You know, like 10 or so or 10 trans athletes among 50,000, you know, nationwide, and turn that into a national scandal because they've got the media ecosystem to amplify something and do something with it. And enough people hear only that, and they tend to believe it. And that, to me, is, you know, leads to this thing about turning the page on the 2020 election. I just want to make sure I say this in, you know, direct possible terms. Oh, hell no. No. You had a couple of Trump attorneys who were in court because the Wisconsin Department of Justice is charging them with felony forgery, I think it is, for trying to dupe Wisconsin's fake electors. The fake electors in other states are actually facing the possibility of criminal penalties. And while Trump may have been able to, you know, persuade enough people to vote for him again and can therefore pardon a lot of things at the federal level, I hope everybody with a conscience and a sense of justice at the state level does not take their foot off the gas, because this ain't over. Nobody should try to steal an American election the way these people did and then get away with it. And they will if you just say, time to turn the page. No way.
Yeah. Agreed. I 100% agree.
Yeah. So that's why he didn't hear about fake electors at the Capitol yesterday. There weren't any. The side that lost, as is supposed to happen in a democracy, says, okay, we lost. It's not going to be fun for the next few years, but we accept what the voters had to say, and we gear up for the next run. That's how to do it the right way. And frankly, that should be rewarded a little more often. Melissa Baldoff is next. You're up north.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A high-pressure group of lobbyists on behalf of farm groups trying to deliver the goods for the holiday season. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. We know that there is a must-pass bill to avert a government shutdown that Congress is considering in Washington, D.C. Now, farmers need to pay attention to it as well. House Speaker Mike Johnson, in a last-minute breakthrough, included monies for agriculture.
What you'll see reflected in this final package is of $10 billion, okay, to start that. In addition to that, the USDA moved some things around, and they've added $2 billion for specialty crops that they announced in late November. So help is on the way. We think we're giving them a big boost of relief at exactly the right time, in the nick of time, frankly. So it's there's always more to do. There's always more to do. But I think this is an important step for Congress. I think the people involved understand that. And it sends a signal to lenders and creditors that Congress will not abandon our food producers.
That's House Speaker Mike Johnson. He also says the stopgap bill includes nationwide approval for year-round E15 sales. If anything changes, we'll try to keep you posted at MidwestFarmReport.com. Markets are next.
Did you know you can build a water and nutrient superhighway in your soil? You just need the Maximum Acre Solution from Sound Agriculture. The easiest way to maximize your crop's access to nutrients all season long. How does it work? First, Source turns your soil into a nutrient factory, activating microbes that supply nitrogen, phosphorus, and micronutrients. Then Blueprint builds the delivery network. It provides a beneficial fungi called AMF, a powerful biological partner that plants rely on for macronutrients, micronutrients, and water. When used with Source, Blueprint expands the crop's reach beyond the roots, helping it access nutrients and water when they're needed most. For the Maximum Acre Solution that leads to bigger, healthier, and more productive plants, source it with Blueprint. Talk to your dealer or visit sound.ag.
Some nice gains yesterday on dairy. Barrel cheese gained 5.5 cents to 178.5. 40-pound block cheese went up 3.75 at 186, and AA butter 2 cents stronger on Tuesday to 252 a pound. Now this morning, the January Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is down 9, 2040 to 100 weight. Currently, March corn's unchanged. December new crop down a half at 438. January soybeans are down 9 at 968. November new crop down 13 at 976. March wheat's down a half at 545. July new crop down a half at 561 a bushel. So, just a quick snapshot of what's happening with the markets and food-related news. I'm Farm Director PM Yankee.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We have more snow on the way late tonight through tomorrow. 2 to 3 inches of accumulation possible by the time it winds down tomorrow evening. Today, clouds early, then partly cloudy with a high near 20. Snow starting late tonight and continuing tomorrow with a high tomorrow near 21. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
Earl Ingram.
Chuck from East Troy. Good morning to you, Chuck. You say what?
I have a bone to pick with you. Since my wife discovered Civic Media 2 years ago, we are addicted to Civic Media, and you are one of the ringleaders. So anyway, I just want to thank you. Have a good day.
Hey, Chuck, man, thank you very much for the call. Tell your wife I said thank you, and it's an honor and a privilege.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bock.
Coming up on the show, Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has plans for the next Trump administration. What does that mean for people in Wisconsin? We'll kick that around. Join us.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
It's electric.
Well, Welcome back to Up North News Radio. On this Wednesday morning, 6:34 is the time right now. And again, a reminder that in just over a half hour, the latest keyword in the grown-up gift list text win contest. But first, in our climate check this week with Melissa Baldoff, a reminder, the sun still shines. It still works with all those solar panels, and those panels are going up like never before around Wisconsin. Melissa Baldoff, good morning. How are you?
I am doing well. And like you said, it is an exciting time. And, you know, we are still getting the benefit of the sun, even if we don't see it quite as often as we want to this time of year.
Yes, it's nice to see it, and it's nice to know the benefits that it brings. Fact of the matter is, there is still so much opportunity here for solar energy in Wisconsin. And in fact, based on reporting from Joe Schulz over at Wisconsin Public Radio, state regulators have paved the way for the largest solar energy project in state history, enough to power more than 200,000 homes. It's being built on 6,000 acres in Portage County. It's called the Vista Sands Solar Project. And Melissa, I think this is just a sign of what else is going to come in terms of solar, you know, bigger and better.
Exactly. You know, this is a really exciting moment for Wisconsin to know that we've talked a lot about, you know, what we need in order to achieve our goals of reducing our carbon emissions and getting to net zero. And we need to greatly expand our solar energy capabilities and greatly expand our wind. And, you know, this is one of the ways we're going to get there is by having some of these large scale solar projects. And we know it's also going to create a number of jobs during construction. So what they're estimating is about 500 jobs during construction, in addition to some permanent jobs. So it's going to be really beneficial, really impactful in terms of environmental benefits, but also some economic benefits, you know, in the short term. And then, of course, we know in the long term as well, you know, for the, you know, utility payments in Portage County, for municipalities hosting the site, you know, this is just going to be a really beneficial project all around.
It's also worth noting that this thing isn't just generating 1,300 megawatts when it's all said and done, but will also include 300 megawatts of battery storage, which again gets us back to that reliability when we're off peak in terms of sunshine. The chair of the Public Service Commission, Summer Strand, said the battery storage component would allow the project to improve reliability, you know, no matter what the conditions are out there. This whole thing is valued, it's basically going to be a $2 billion project when all is said and done, looking to begin construction by early 2026 and complete the project in about 2 to 3 years. Like you said, it really does get us, you know, that much closer to, you know, relying so very little on fossil fuels.
Yeah, absolutely. And some of the other things, you know, seeing in this great reporting from Wisconsin Public Radio is that, you know, in a report filed with the Public Service Commission earlier in the year, this project would offset more than 1.6 million metric tons of carbon dioxide released in the air, you know, in just the first year of operation. And then we're seeing also from our friends at Clean Wisconsin that this project would have an additional benefit of not just that reduction in, you know, air pollution by offsetting those carbon emissions, but it would have some water benefits as well, because it would reduce contamination in the region and boost aquifer levels. So that would, it says, expect to take 56 high capacity wells out of normal operation and reduce the amount of fertilizer and insecticide used in the area. So the fact that, you know, we're going to, you know, you get the known benefit that you're expecting when you hear about solar, and you're thinking, okay, yeah, this is going to have this great benefit of, you know, taking fossil fuels out of the mix here and reducing carbon emissions. And then to also find out this is going to have a benefit of reducing contamination in our water. You know, it just sounds like this is really just one of those no-brainers.
It's just a big number to take 56 high capacity wells out of normal operation. Is just going to be so good for the aquifer level in that area as well. So that's the big project that's being planned for central Wisconsin that we'll watch. Now let's take it down to the home level, because the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel had some reporting recently about how the North Shore of Milwaukee has become a hotbed for solar installation around that region. We can now find more homeowners saying, okay, now I can get some assistance putting these solar panels up that I've thought about for a long time.
Yeah, well, no, I think what's really cool, though, is there is kind of this ripple effect, and that's one of the things that I think you see in this story from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, is people are increasingly likely to install solar when they see their neighbors doing so, when they, you know, learn directly from someone they know about what the benefits are and about how easy the process was. You know, oh, you worked with this great contractor and you got, you know, you're applying for a rebate and you're saving money, and oh, your energy bills are lower, and that, oh, and it doesn't make your house, you know, it looks good on the house, right? So then there's this ripple effect that they're inspired. They think this sounds great. And so this, you know, this is right in my neck of the woods. And so we're seeing a lot of folks, in the North Shore communities around the Milwaukee area, you know, homeowners, businesses, local governments alike, choosing to go solar, more and more. It's really an industry that is blossoming. I will address too, you know, it is largely an area where there are more folks who have the resources to make that upfront investment. So I don't want to ignore that is a benefit a lot of the folks in this community, in these communities have. But it's one where people are seeing what the benefits are and what the savings are. And they're sharing the news and they're talking about it with their neighbors. And businesses are talking about it with one another. And, you know, we're seeing also, you know, places of worship that are investing in solar and other renewable energy, you know, because that's another option for people, or for direct pay under the Inflation Reduction Act, that places of worship and other nonprofits are able to get rebates to make some of these kinds of upgrades. So, you know, I think we're just really seeing that ripple effect, which is really cool to know that folks are spreading the word with one another about the benefits of solar.
Well, let's look at some of the numbers here. They talked to one couple with a homeowner, and, you know, they get right into the X's and O's here that installing the panels would cost about $32,000, but they would get $8,500 in income tax credits through a federal program that covers about a quarter of installation costs. But then, of course, you start to see a savings in your electric bill, you know, in all the months immediately after installation. But, you know, still, how long does it take to pay back? Well, the estimate is 9 to 12 years. But the panels are under warranty for 25 years. And so throughout the period, you're looking at saving $30,000 to $40,000 on your utility bills over the long haul for this thing. So, right, Melissa, I mean, there is an investment, but as there are more programs that help kind of, you know, reduce some of that upfront cost, people can see some serious savings over the lifetime of this project.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and it's not just homeowners that are seeing those savings too. You know, it is local governments. In Shorewood, where I live, the village and also the school district have you know, have looked into solar whenever possible. We have solar panels on middle school and high school. And when some of the North Shore communities were renovating the fire station, which is right here in Shorewood, we're able to get solar panels on the fire station and get some federal incentives to do that. We, you know, see in other communities, like in Wauwatosa, they're able to get some solar panels there. And so has the library in Whitefish Bay. Some communities are around Milwaukee. You know, we talked to schools around the state that are leveraging the ability to install solar panels. And especially right now, when they're able to take advantage of rebates available under the Inflation Reduction Act, it makes it an even better deal for local governments because they can save local taxpayer dollars. And then they're going to be able to save money on those utility bills moving forward. So it just really is an incredible opportunity. And, you know, it's just seeing more people doing it and, you know, having that opportunity to have the conversation and see that it's going to be a good investment that is holding up in Wisconsin, you know, because like we talked about at the top of the show, you know, some people over the years have been concerned, you know, is this going to be a good technology for us in Wisconsin? It gets cold and it's not as sunny over the winter months. And now that they're seeing and getting that kind of, you know, direct confirmation from, you know, their neighbors, their, you know, fellow small business owners, other schools or other local governments that they work with to be able to say, hey, yeah, no, we are using this technology and this works great. And this is actually saving us money. You know, that makes it a little bit easier for somebody else to say, maybe that's going to work for me too. Maybe that's going to work for my small business. Maybe that's going to work for my church. Maybe that's going to work for my community center because it works for somebody else. It works for another group that's like mine. So I think this is, you know, one of those moments where people are going to continue to make those investments and they're going to continue to be interested and want to consider whether solar investment is going to be right for them. And I think that's right. An exciting time.
Yeah. I mean, the familiarity of having more and more neighbors add it just makes it seem less, you know, exotic and unapproachable, but that it's there. The article here in the Journal Sentinel, thankfully, also points out, look, solar's not right for every home. It's not right for every building. And that, you know, there are companies that are getting a bit more, the word they use here is salesy about it. And, you know, to ask a lot of questions and make sure that it's right for you because, you know, we don't want the enthusiasm about the potential of renewable energies distract from the fact that, you know, not every company is going to treat, you know, their customers exactly the same. So, you know, still be an informed customer as you're going into this, whether as a homeowner or on behalf of a company or, you know, some kind of a public or nonprofit entity.
Exactly. Folks should still do their homework to make sure, you know, they're educated about what they're getting into and using, you know, reputable contractors and, you know, checking those referrals and knowing that what they're getting into. But it is still a great opportunity for people to learn if this is going to be the right fit for them.
That's right. And there's no shortage of groups that have been promoting this and that you can contact, including the Midwest Renewable Energy Association and a nonprofit that helps property owners that are investigating and navigating the solar energy industry. Melissa Baldoff, thanks so much for helping us understand on a grand scale and down to the home level the potential for solar energy in this week's Climate Check. Appreciate it. Talk to you later.
All right. Thanks.
All right. When we come back, we will have today's history lesson and more on Up North News Radio.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about, she's a teacher. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge. There's sweets, there's snacks. It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki keeps those Biscoff cookies out there. I probably ate 12 of those today. The phrase "you are what you eat" is very true, because I was sitting in the office earlier prepping the show and I felt kind of doughy and I'm like, I feel like a Biscoff cookie.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and like newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch.
Imagine being born with a voice like that.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not born like that, because if you...
That would be weird.
That would be really weird, but to realize at some point...
I'd like extra cheese on my Whopper.
At some point when you're like, hey, my voice is not like the others. I could do something with this.
He sounds like Caiaphas in Jesus Christ Superstar.
I don't know anything about Thurl Ravenscroft, except that he did... this, and I believe he was Tony the Tiger as well.
That's an amazing name, by the way.
I know.
Thurl Ravenscroft.
Yep. We're mentioning this, of course, because in today's history lesson, Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas aired for the first time on this day in 1966 on CBS, featuring there the song by Thurl Ravenscroft and the voice of the Grinch, Boris Karloff. And Melissa Kay joins us as well from WFHR, WIRI. You can catch her especially on Community Stories with Melissa Kay, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 5.
It's live. I had my first live call-in show last night, Pat.
You had a live call-in show?
I did.
How'd it go?
I had my first heckler.
What?
I mean, he might have been like 9, but it was fun.
Wait a minute. You had a 9-year-old heckler?
Yeah. Well, the call-in show was for kids to call in with their Christmas wish lists.
And what did this little brat say?
I don't like you.
I don't like you?
Oh, my God.
I see, Greg, you were going to yell at me, but you're not going to now, are you? He was a little brat. So.
And then his younger brother called back in, and I talked to him off air, and he said, I just want to say I'm sorry for my brother.
Oh.
And can my wish list still get to Santa?
Oh. And you said no. You're like, no, sorry, kid. No,
and that's when you said to the sibling, do not make this a life pattern of apologizing for your brother. He makes his own choices. He must pay the penalties.
No, I did not have a mini counseling session with him, but it was very sweet.
That's lovely. Oh, that's so great.
It was
great.
Fun. So we have another one on Thursday.
Okay.
5 to 6.
Good. Is that going to be live too?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Great opportunities here to chat with the one and only Melissa Kay.
So. Actually, an elf, Miss Holly.
Oh, sorry, sorry, Miss Holly the Elf. Yes, yes. I'm sorry. Yes, yes. We'll have a note about elves coming up in just a bit here. Back to the history lesson. Well, actually, let's start with another tune. Let's go to 1961. The number one song this day was by a group called The Tokens. And you're welcome in advance for the earworm.
Yeah, great.
This isn't the worst one.
No.
So yeah, 1961, this was on top of the charts. We weren't really fully into the rock and roll era yet, were we? On this day in 1892 was the premiere of Tchaikovsky's The Nutcracker in St. Petersburg, Russia.
And it's never stopped since.
Coincidentally, on the same day in 1892, Rolling Stones guitarist Keith Richards was born. Happy birthday, Keith. Oh, wait, no, it's actually 1943. He's 81.
Yeah. Still alive, people.
Still alive at 81. Doesn't that make you question your life choices? I think I denied myself too much stuff. Look at Keith Richards.
How much coffee are you drinking, Pat?
Coffee? Well, what are you talking about?
We're talking about Keith Richards. There's no more coffee in that cup.
He said he had to cut back on his coffee.
It's a work in progress, Melissa. It's a work in progress. Like everything about me, it's a work in progress. The United States House of Representatives on this day 5 years ago impeached Donald Trump for the first time.
For the first time.
And yeah, much like the Roadrunner in the cartoons got away from Wile E. Coyote. This is the anniversary, the 54th anniversary of the birth of rapper DMX.
The most edited song I've ever heard in my life.
This is really, and we've had to edit a lot of songs. But DMX, Earl Simmons, was born in 1970, died in 2021 at the age of 50 after a rather up-and-down life, shall we say.
Yeah.
Comedian Ron White, one of my favorites, is 68 years old today. Brad Pitt is 61 years old today.
Really?
So I guess for him, that would be, what, middle age? You know?
Melissa was like, really?
Really, yeah.
That was not the expression, Greg.
And now a couple of birthdays of some amazingly accomplished female singers. Christina Aguilera is 44 today. She won the Grammy for Best New Artist at the age of 19. She has sold over 100 million records worldwide. That's a pretty good run.
Yeah.
But then there's also this one. Billie Eilish. I'm not going to tell you how old she is first. Let's just play a little clip from Billie Eilish. It's her birthday today. So here's Billie Eilish's resume at this point. 9 Grammy Awards, 2 Golden Globes, 2 Academy Award Oscars. Today she turns 23.
I've now done I'm questioning nothing everything. With my life.
Let's see. From Robin Tigerton says, good morning, Melissa. Merry Christmas. You look very beautiful as always.
Aw, thanks, Rob.
There you go.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Yeah. On the calendar today, this is National Bake Cookies Day. Ooh. This is International Migrants Day. And for whatever reason, this holiday includes today is Answer the Phone Like Buddy the Elf Day.
But that means I have to watch the movie.
Hey, wait a second, Melissa.
What? Wait, what?
Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color? Put that down.
See, that's all you got to do. Just okay, ask people their favorite that. Color when you pick up the phone.
Yeah.
What's your favorite color?
Melissa Kay, thank you so much. Looking forward to hearing you on Thursday for Community Stories with Melissa Kay.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
All right. You too. More in the second hour of Up North News Radio next on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media host James Maloff and the punk band Radio for Pets, who are going to invade the studio and blow the roof off the joint. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Criminal charges now filed in New York against Luigi Mangione, accused of killing United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson in Midtown Manhattan.
Mangione was arrested at a McDonald's in Pennsylvania earlier this month, ending a five-day manhunt. He allegedly waited nearly 1 hour outside a hotel in New York where United Health was holding its investor conference. He's now charged with first-degree murder as an act of terrorism. Prosecutors say the charge reflects a belief that Mangione killed Thompson to evoke terror.
That's ABC's Andrew Dimbert. The community gathered in Madison, Wisconsin last night to remember the victims shot on Monday at a K-12 Christian school. Police are still looking for a motive behind the mass shooting carried out by a 15-year-old girl who took her own life afterward. Even as Israel and Hamas inch closer to a ceasefire, the Israeli military has ordered another evacuation in central Gaza ahead of an offensive in the area. Prime Minister Netanyahu also saying Israeli troops will remain in Syrian territory indefinitely. This is ABC News.